incredible performance. Not much to talk about. Okay, so we're not going to do a whole briefing on that. Not much to talk about. An incredible performance. Another first round knockout in just over a little bit over a minute. Just the man's power, Ngannou's power, is just unrealistic. It's unbelievable, I should say. His reach, his timing, his composure, and just his ability to finish. I mean, the way he beat Cain Velasquez really opened my eyes. You know, I was really amazed how, with that short little uppercut off a sprawl underhook, it's just unbelievable what he can do. His athleticism, his power, his composure, incredible performance. I don't know how long before Ngannou's world champion, but I, in my opinion, it's a matter of time. In my opinion, it's just a matter of time. There are a few guys who can beat him, but I don't feel like they can beat him for long. Like, there's going to be a point where there's just nobody who can beat him. And maybe we've reached that point. Maybe we've already reached that point. We all saw what he did against Cain Velasquez. Cain Velasquez was UFC champion. And, of course, he lost to Miocic. Miocic did beat him, obviously, but that was a while ago. It looks like Ngannou has evolved. He's really composed. He's bounced back from that loss, and he just looks scarier than ever. So I think time will tell, but I really feel like Ngannou is going to be, he's going to have his day. Let's just put it that way. Who hits harder, Ngannou or Wilder? That's a really good question, man. That's a really, really good question. From what I saw, I'll be honest with you, I would think it's Ngannou, really, because, after what I saw on this past weekend, you know, RDA threw an overhand right and missed, and Ngannou kind of pulled and missed. So, Ngannou, he just kind of fell forward. He threw a big shot, threw a big overhand right. Junior threw a big overhand right, and Ngannou pulled back, and Junior fell forward. Now, when he fell forward, and Ngannou hit him, but it wasn't that big of a shot. It was a good shot. It was a very good shot. It was a fight-changing shot, for sure, no doubt about it. But I rewatched the tape carefully. The shots that really put him out, because Junior turtled up. Like, the shot was bad, and he didn't look like he had any fight in him left. He didn't. So that shot, to me, tells me it was really, really big. It was a really good shot. The other two shots to follow while Junior was turtled, for me, I felt they were even worse. So Junior was not coming back from that. And luckily, Herb Dean stopped it. I believe it was Herb Dean. Yes, I think if I remember correctly. Herb Dean stops it, and it was a good stoppage, because those two shots on the ground, in my opinion, were even worse. They were even worse. Really strong shots. And I'm glad that the ref stopped it before Junior would get hurt. So if I had to guess, now I've never worked with either man, but if I had to guess, I would think from what I saw, it's Ngannou. When you're a heavyweight, you want to have a very long reach. It's so important in heavyweight to have a long reach. Now, there are a few great heavyweight fighters. Obviously, we're all going to say Tyson, but there were others who had a shorter reach and did really well in heavyweight. But most supremely successful heavyweights all had a very long reach. Why? Well, there's so much power at heavyweight. You know, if you can keep your opponent at a distance, it doesn't take too many shots to connect, and it's lights out. It's over. Now, there was some heavyweights who had a short reach and were extremely, extremely successful, but they're in the minority. Most successful heavyweights had a really, really long reach. So if you look at Ngannou's physique, he has an incredible reach, much longer than Junior, much longer than Junior. When Junior threw that overhand right, he wasn't able to reach Ngannou. Now, if you look at the 30-second mark, the 45-second mark, around that time, Ngannou connected with a beautiful overhand right on Junior. And that reach, you know, Junior tried to pull. He kind of ran along the fence, and it still touched him. It touched him, and then he kind of ran along the fence. He saw it coming. He did. He was retreating. But it touched him up. Caught him right on the chin. It hurts. It hurt Junior. Junior threw his own overhand right, and it didn't reach. So big advantage with the reach, especially in heavyweight. Especially, I would say, light heavyweight. Reach makes an incredible difference. Francis is the MMA George Foreman. That's from Paul Leclerc. You know what? That's a very good comparison. He is very similar to George Foreman. Not in style. George Foreman had a different style. You know, George Foreman would kind of walk forward like a zombie. That's what Ali used to call him. He kind of smother your punches and then land his. But they were both immensely powerful punchers. Like, George Foreman was so scary as a boxer. Like when you watch his fights, it's like unbelievable. Why would you sign up to fight this guy? This guy is so dangerous. You know, he might ruin your career. And Ngannou has that same aura to him. Another first round knockout, and then another, and then another, and then a former world champion, and then another, and then again another former world champion. It's just unbelievable. His streak is really incredible. He is like a young Mike Tyson. He is like a George Foreman. Yeah, a modern day George Foreman, with that ability to get a KO against recognizable names over and over again, ex champions. It's really something to be amazed with.